It is curious in an age which basically breaks every law in the book, and I'm talking about the book, and arrogantly does not believe in anything, that these things should be presented to us again. And of course, they must be. It is important. Now, all the readings of today in particular have to do with the law. But the law is not just something that is engraved on tablets, which of course are the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, given to Moses by God. But then also there are many stipulations of the law, most of which were abrogated by our Lord, but there were some that were not. Because ultimately the law is also a conjunction of that which is moral, which is good, which is holy, with that which makes sense. Now, of course, the craziest saying in our language is the saying of common sense, because there isn't any. If you don't beat it down their head, there isn't any. And so, this is one of the reasons. But of course, it also comes from faith. Faith. And this faith is the one that we see particularly enjoined upon us, which is so very, very real and present here within the confines of this temple of God, with before the holy sacrament of the Eucharist in the tabernacle. Because this faith that is conjoined with the law and with clean, holy living is the one that reminds us that God is with us. And so we see in the book of Deuteronomy what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us. And He is here whether we call upon Him or not, because oftentimes we do not call upon Him. We forget Him. Oh, what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? And of course, it was Moses. In the gospel reading, our Lord shows up some of these hypocrites that came to Him, and they always did. We meet them all the time. They were looking at what they were doing or not doing and judging them by their own particular likes or dislikes. And the apostles, fishermen and farmers, some of them other professions, as we see in the gospel, were not from the royal family. They did not have all the points of etiquette. But I hate to tell you that many people from the royal family, and since I'm from the nobility, I have seen it, I know it, not all of them also have all the fineries of and the niceties of etiquette, as, you know, unfortunately, Amy Vanderbilt or whoever would be very disappointed in any case. So, they didn't have any of this at all. And so they did what was natural. They went by a stalk of corn and they ate it. The other day, somebody took the one stalk of corn that was on my corn there by my front door, which somehow or other appeared, and it had one cob of corn and maybe had like 10 grains of corn because it was not cross-pollinated. And some of them just ate it. He wanted me to eat one. I said, no, thank you. Some of us did learn the fineries. But I don't eat raw food anyway, usually. And they say it was delicious, so I'm so happy. But that's what they did. They just pulled it off and took off the silk. I don't like it. It's like hair, which I don't particularly like in my food, and they ate it. And then they wondered, how could they do this? And then they throw it in their faces. And our Lord says, you all do everything possible that's against God's law, and yet you are picayune about this little tiny thing that they did not wash your hands. Of course, it refers to the traditions and the many laws in Deuteronomy and Numbers that were given to the Hebrews by Moses to make their lives more regular, because that's what the law does. It makes life regular and easier. It doesn't make life more difficult. And it was, of course, in their good stead that they should wash things. But he was not just referring to that kind of washing. He was referring to ceremonial washing. And they didn't do that either. Of course, we do that in the Holy Catholic Church, because when we bless things, we sprinkle them with holy water, and that goes back to that washing. That's what they did. They sprinkled it. They did not necessarily put it in Tide or of the detergents that we use for different things today. They sprinkled them to make sure that they were, as it were, kosher. And they still do that. But that's not what was meant. At the same time, their souls, their hearts, were evil and dirty and unclean. So our Lord took offense, naturally. This people honors me with their lips, you hypocrites, but their hearts are far from me. And of course, this comes from the prophet Saint Isaiah. So many people say things, but in their heart, they don't believe them, and they don't really follow them. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. Because of some of these laws, in Numbers and Deuteronomy, were not the Ten Commandments from God. They were from Moses to make the life of the people better. But they were not on the par with the Ten Commandments. So you disregard God's commandments, the one that needs to be followed, but you cling to human tradition. And so then he goes, and this is something that our Lord, of course, among many things that he changed, because he came to give us a new testament, a new commandment in his body and his blood. Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. It is not this food or that food that can defile you. It is that which comes from inside of you, from your heart, from the purity, the goodness of your heart, or from the evil or impurity of your heart. That is what defiles you. And then he lists some of the sins, not all of them. Evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these come from the heart. They don't come from your platter. They come from your heart. And these are the things that constitute sin, that constitute impurity, and that make one unholy. And these are the things that we should look at and that we should repent of, that we should confess in the sacrament of penance, for which we should make amend. And of course, most Catholics, for whatever reason, perhaps the way they were taught, perhaps because nobody taught them, both in this age, they just think that there's two commandments, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not commit adultery. And the rest of them, forget them. They're not important. That's not true. All the commandments are equally important. And any deliberate breach of any of the Ten Commandments is a mortal sin. deliberate. You can't just maybe just fly off the handle. That's not necessarily a mortal sin, though that is a sin of anger. But it has to be deliberate, and it has to concern the law of God. And of course, we have in the church the precepts of the church, which follow and drag on the Ten Commandments. So we need to give thanks to God for the wonderful things that He has given to us, and acclaim, as they did, and as Moses taught the people, what nation is like unto ours that has got so close to them, and especially when we call upon Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.